This is the introduction to a series of talks that I'm calling the Polestar Transmissions. The Polestar is a luminary, a sky being of intense awareness and superintelligent, who chooses to align with our Earth and perform various functions. Our current Polestar, Polaris, has been with us since probably around 500 AD in linear time, but wasn't discovered until much later. The Polestar operates as a beacon and invitation to those of the human family in other parts of the universe who are called to Earth, and has also invited in other less savoury beings. Each Polestar has its own signal which resonates with some humans and non-human types more than others. Most of us here now are tuned into the Polaris signal, which is evolutionary and calls us to emerge from our caves, hence the motif of the bear. One of the other functions of Polaris is as a kind of antenna that relays mental imagery into the sky grid. The sky grid is the counterpart of the Earth grid, a dynamic web around the Earth above the upper atmosphere that's anchored into the Earth grid at various places of intense energy and natural beauty, as well as man-made power spots. Ancient people were aware of both Earth and sky grids and worked with them in various ways. We get to work with them in new ways that nonetheless follow original principles. It doesn't matter what mainstream science says or doesn't say, the principles, known as the Hermetic principles or just nature principles, remain, whether anyone believes them or not. They're here for anyone to discover and play with. So anyone can tune into the Polestar just by looking at it, or looking at an image of it, and knowing that you are transmitting your entire energy library and memory bank to Polaris, who distributes it via the Earth grid. In fact, we do this all the time without even knowing it, but the signal, our signal, becomes more intense and stronger when we do it knowingly. The Earth grid runs according to fixed lines, like meridians on the body, but she can also move her energy off the grid lines to wherever it is attracted or needed, which is like the strange flows of original pre-communist Chinese medicine. Each of us forms a channel, a part of the circuitry that connects the sky and earth grids. Current or charge is able to move down, like lightning, or up, kundalini, according to what is needed for you in your specific location. We don't get to choose the energy burst we get, but we can choose where we locate ourselves, and most importantly, the purity of our own mind-body instrument. Stand on a power spot in good health and with childlike innocence, and a burst of pure joy will emanate from your heart. You'll also most likely stand with your head turned up and outstretched arms, palms facing forward. This is creating the cross-like shape of ancient cave paintings. It's an internally generated image. Entoptic, I think it's called. This is so that you can receive cosmic radiation to your thyroid, throat, which is radiation sensitive and is also purifying, and to your throat chakra, and you emanate light from your heart chakra and your palm chakras. It will have an uplifting effect on everything and everyone for miles around you. If you haven't done your work, this energy comes like a detox, a clean-up, and it stimulates what we call the immune function, and a lot of illnesses that people experience are actually the result of this kind of cleansing. The sun, moon and the other luminaries also affect the quality of the charge and the content of the transmission, what gets sent and what gets picked up. And how do you know that this works? It's simple. Synchronicities.